This weekend marks the second concert of the season for the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. The theme of it is simply Spain! And it deals with a few works inspired by that nation on the Iberian Peninsula. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat down with the new face of the JSO and joins me now. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. Yeah, he is still the new face of the JSO, Dr. Matthew Aubin. He's music director designate, which means that during this season, Dr. Aubin shares responsibility with maestro Stephen Osman, who will be, you know, taking the second half of the season in 2017 as he ends his tenure, or maybe, you know, crescendos to the finale of just about four decades leading the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. But that's a discussion for another, which I'm sure we'll bring you here on Current State later on. For this concert at the Potter Center, it also marks the second JSO concert with their music director designate. So I had to ask Dr. Aubin how his first concert went.
Yeah, I was very happy with it. I think that the musicians really enjoyed digging into Brahms, and we were able to feature all of our principal players on Pulcinella, maybe the exception being the clarinet. But it was really fantastic. We were also joined by a few youth orchestra members on the first piece, and it was really fun to see their faces. The only regret I had is that I didn't ask them to stand and be recognized. So, you know, my first concert foible, I suppose.
There's a lot of that, of how you respond to the orchestra and that relationship developing, but also the audience, because I'm assuming you met with members afterwards. How do you remember anything that really stuck out of your mind of conversations you had with patrons of the JSO?
Mainly that people are excited to have the youth orchestra there. They like my initiatives to bring young people into the concert hall. We were up a little bit in attendance from last year's first concert. You know, who knows why, but that's great. It's a good sign. And then also certain people, I think, really enjoyed hearing something like the Brahms Symphony and it's, in a complete way, and really enjoyed that. I think there's still an audience for full symphonies like that.
The fuller attention spans.
Yeah, exactly, definitely. And then I think the other thing that I heard a lot about was people appreciated me talking to them from the stage. So I just set up the fourth movement and the Passacaglia, the theme of variations, and actually demonstrated the theme with Rick Sherman playing the theme on the flute, and then having the strings do the pizzicato variation that happens at the beginning. And I think just giving them a little bit to listen to and a little bit of knowledge about the piece goes a long way right now.
Speaking of knowledge of the piece, let's dive then into this weekend's concert, focusing mainly around Spain. Well, the piece that's in the middle, the Concerto de Aranjuez, the most widely performed concerto of the 20th century, and you're bringing in a colleague of yours. Who are you bringing in?
Chris Ladd is the guest soloist, and he and I have worked together at the Hart School. He runs the guitar department there and also has a guitar festival, very accomplished player, can also shred on the electric guitar too, although we won't be doing that here. And I just feel like this is a very important concerto, a very famous concerto, and an instrument that we don't always hear in the classical, in the concert hall, but I think classical audiences will really enjoy it.
Famous not only for the story behind it and how it came about, but also that the slow movement.
Oh yeah, the slow movement has been heard a lot in pop culture, and you know, for jazz fans, people will know the Miles Davis rendition on his album Sketches of Spain. And for me, actually, as a former band director, that's actually my first introduction to this piece, is actually through jazz.
Thank you.
although the guitar concerto is so famous and really beautiful, it doesn't exactly end with a bang. It ends very gracefully and quietly and in a way comically. But I thought for Spain, we needed to do something that really, a ritual fire dance, the dance of terror. And I think that the audience will really enjoy how those end and the theatrics that we're using. We're bringing in some dancers from Ballet Chelsea to do a pas de deux, and there's a little company aspect of this as well. And so they'll be dancing on the apron of the stage as we play those two dances. So I'm hoping that this is more of a 360 experience, that it's not just the music, but that there's some dance. I can tell you a little bit about a visual element, a culinary element that we're introducing too.
We're speaking with Dr. Matthew Aubin, music director designate of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, about the next JSO concert, Spain, this Saturday night at the Potter Center. Another work on the concert, well, he's not from Spain, but instead it is a French composer, a rather youthful work by Georges Bizet.
Exactly. The Symphony in C was written when Bizet was 17 years old, and by all accounts, it could have actually just been a homework assignment. And it's really has nods to Beethoven in it, and it has a real tight structure in terms of following the forms of the classical period, sonata allegro form, the adagio, a little fugue in the middle of the adagio, scherzo and trio, or menuet and trio, depending on how you hear it, you know. We've also sent the music of the fourth movement of the Bizet to several local art teachers, and they've asked their students to do different painting projects inspired as they've listened to the Bizet. So during the fourth movement, we'll actually project as a PowerPoint the student artwork as we're playing the fourth movement to the Bizet. Just another way to bring young people into the concert hall and get them listening to classical music.
Multimodal experience.
Exactly. I think it's really important. But I thought Bizet is this composer that's so associated with Carmen, and yet he never visited, never lived in Spain, wasn't Spanish. So my original thought for a title for this program was Spain ? Followed by Spain ! And I think that the Bizet pairs well with our first piece, which is the Fidelio Overture by Beethoven. Fidelio is actually set in Spain, the opera, but again, it has nothing Spanish about it. So you have this really classical focused first half where we're thinking, what is this? How is this Spanish at all? And then the second half, you're going to get hit over the head with Spanish.
Now, for those that are coming to the concert, should they anticipate that Chris Ladd will have an encore ready, whether on classical guitar or electric? I guess it's up to him.
Definitely not electric. I think that would be a little too difficult for him. But he and I will talk. I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised.
Spain. The Jackson Symphony Orchestra's next concert occurs Saturday night at 7:30 in the Potter Center and features guest guitarist Chris Ladd. It'll be conducted by the JSO's music director designate, Dr. Matthew Aubin. Tickets and more information can be found online at jacksonsymphony.com. www.currentstate.org. Dr. Aubin, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks a bunch.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.